So this is my work spot back here. I have my own little workbench, the small one back in the corner. I am basically a mechanic, bicycle mechanic. Since I've started, I have built probably a couple hundred new bikes, I think. And then depending on the season and how busy we are and what we need to do, I do a lot of repairs. Some of it simple, some of it not so simple. You know, whatever people bring in, we take care of it.
This sounds like the perfect job that was well worth the wait, because it's one of your passions, bike riding.
When I started here, I bet 20 people came up to me and said, well, when we heard you lost your job at Mitsubishi, we assumed you would start working here. And I wish, you know, some of them had told me that. It sort of crossed my mind, but not seriously. And maybe I needed to go through that transition of working a part-time job, working weekends, not much money. I did appreciate having the job, but maybe I needed something not great like that in my life to realize that I could come to this place, and while the money is nothing like what I had in the factory, everything else is so superior to what I had there that I really, really enjoy what I do now.
Why is it superior?
People that know me, they know that bikes are essentially my life. You know, I've got family, I had work, and I have bikes, and that's pretty much what I do. And this is putting two of those together, putting work and bikes all in one nice package that works really well for me.
How did the job actually come through then? Because you looked for quite a while, many, many months.
Yeah, interesting. I didn't even apply for this job, technically. I had talked to Scott and Karen Davis. They've been good friends of mine for years. They own the shop here. And we had kind of talked about, you know, when I retire, I should come and work for them. And I thought, well, that's a good idea. Then I lost my job, obviously. Spent time looking for work. And I thought, well, you know, I'm mixed. Someone will hire me. That didn't really happen. And I ran into Karen one day, and she said, let's go to lunch and talk about this. We ironed out a few details. We came to a pretty good agreement, I think.
You've written a blog about your experiences post-Mitsubishi, and you had some harsh words for the whole job search process. Tell me about some of the concerns you have and some of the advice that you might want to pass on.
The biggest problem was that there were about 1,200 people nearly identical to me thrown into the job search all at one time. High school education, I'm in my mid-50s. There's not a lot of demand for that, and I found that out. I worked part-time sitting in front of a computer, and I found that I'm not suited for that. It just didn't fit me. My advice, persevere. Keep looking, because there's going to be something out there. But look in places that maybe should be obvious, like for me, a bike shop, but maybe aren't obvious in the front of your mind. Listen to your friends. If they're saying, well, you know, why don't you go work in a bike shop? Seems like a pretty good idea to me.
You said that it takes a village to find a job. I thought that was very interesting, because you really didn't have very much luck going through the channels of looking on the internet or reading the want ads, if there's such a thing anymore. It was really through your friends.
Yeah, we had a process set up at Heartland with the state of Illinois that we could go online, and they gave us all the websites and all the training and resumes and cover letters, interview practice, all kinds of stuff, everything you could imagine. And none of it worked. None of it seemed to help, at least in my case. I can't speak for everybody. But I put out on Facebook, you know, when I was looking for work, and I got so much more help and advice and just, I mean, things I couldn't have imagined, and from people I didn't expect, saying, well, this place is looking for work, these are looking for people, and, you know, most of those didn't pan out, but it sure was a little more encouraging than the going online to Indeed.com and filtering through jobs that were paying $8.25 an hour and no insurance, no benefits. Yeah, It takes a village.
And you also pointed out something interesting in your blog, that you would rather hear back from a company, no, you don't meet our requirements, or no, we fill the position, rather than silence. It was the silence that got to you, you said.
Yeah, I had a spreadsheet set up on my computer. Actually, I probably still have it. Haven't looked at it for a few months, with good reason. Of all the jobs I had applied for, and then there was a column, you know, the date I applied, and then the column for responses and dates and whatever. The column for responses was nearly empty. I, in 3-4 months' time, applied for 60 or more jobs, and that one particular column probably only had about 5 or 6 entries in it. Yet they were just not responding. Like, you know, this was my life. This was my income. I needed a job. And, you know, the people that are in charge of hiring don't really seem to care about the people. They just care about their position.
What are your thoughts now about the experience that you went through?
My God, it was a ridiculous experience. I hope nobody ever has to go through what I went through. It was not fun, not pleasant, stressful. You know, I thrive with a structured life. I love to have the alarm go off in the morning, get up, get dressed, go to work. Not having that is so hard for me. I can't speak for other people. It was just a really, really rough, probably 7 months total of my life.
What are your thoughts now about the plant? There is a possibility that another company may go in there.
You know, to be honest, I don't think about it at all. It's a big part of my past. I spent a lot of hours, a lot of days in there. But, and I think I've said this before, it was just a means to an end. It was a paycheck and insurance, and not a whole lot else for me. I went there, did my job, left at the end of the day, and then lived my life. My life was outside of there. I have not even driven past the plant since the day I signed papers.
Because it's painful?
No, it's not really painful. It just no longer is a part of my life. It doesn't exist in my little world.
One of the little quotes that you have in your blog that you write, Mick's World, is, if it's not fun, quit. Something like that.
Have fun or quit?
Have fun or quit. But now it seems like you're working and having fun.
This is a place I would come on weekends. Before I lost my job there at Mitsubishi, this was a place I would come to have fun. Today, it's a place I come to have fun, but now I get paid to do it.
We are happy that you have landed on your feet, and all our listeners could know that your story at least has a happy ending.
Thank you. Things turned out better than I anticipated after a while. It's pretty cool.
I've been talking with Mick Hanna. He's a former employee of the Mitsubishi Automotive Plant. He now has a new job with Bloomington Cycle and Fitness, where he repairs bikes. I'm Judy Valente.